Joining us right now is the chair of the Michigan House Appropriations Committee, our local state rep, Shane Hernandez. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Obviously, this isn't the end. It goes to the Senate, then back to the governor. But what are some of the highlights in the House plan?
Yeah, there's quite a few steps left in this process. But the biggest piece of the House plan is something that the Speaker of the House and I have been talking about for 4 or 5 months now, and it's that every penny paid at the pump should go to our roads before we have a further discussion on how to address our roads in Michigan, and the House plan addresses that. It takes sales tax off of gasoline and replaces it with right now we don't have the exact structure, but a wholesale gas or price per gallon that will be equal to the amount of sales tax right now. And that directs about $850 million towards our roads without a tax increase.
So that comes from the money that otherwise was going to the sales tax to fund largely education. So where does that money then come from?
Yep. So about $600 million of that money went to our school aid fund. About $81 million went to our local governments. And then the remainder went into the general fund. Really simple math, not getting into the deep details of it. We currently spend about $500 million of the school aid fund on higher ed. We will no longer be doing that. We will be moving that higher ed to general fund. So that clears up 500 of the 600 million. And then last term under Governor Snyder, there was a decision made by the Supreme Court called the Wayfair decision, basically that the state would be collecting sales tax on internet purchases. And when that was done, there was actually a shift of income tax out of the school aid fund. That decision in the House budget is actually reversed, and that money will go back into the school aid fund. So that's about $170 million. So if you add the $170 million, the $500, you have a positive of $670 to offset the $600 that won't be going in.
So you're not really taking away from anybody and giving to somebody else. It all comes out in the wash, essentially.
In my opinion, I would say that the school aid fund is held harmless. It comes out a little bit ahead of where it would be if we kept the status quo. And then when it comes to funding that higher ed fund out of general fund, we had to go through state programs, state bureaucracies, and make some cuts and some adjustments to be able to fund that.
Okay, so there are budget cuts in this proposed budget. Can you give me some examples of some of the areas of waste that you found?
Absolutely. There is an across-the-board 3% cut to state, I'll call it bureaucracy or administration. In my opinion, we have over the past years look to the taxpayers to make difficult cuts, and it's about time that we look at state government and ask each of them to find 3% efficiencies in their budgets. This budget does not include a rainy day fund investment. I have a hard time sitting there putting $150 million in the bank while the roof leaks on the house, so we will not be making that investment so that we can make sure that we have everything essential funded, but also fund our roads.
The governor's proposed budget included a 45 cent per gallon gas tax increase because she said that was absolutely necessary to fund roads to the tune of, I think, about $2.5 billion, which is the number that has been used widely as what's needed now to fix roads. So does that meet that $2.5 billion?
Well, I think one thing needs to be clear to start. She raises $2.5 billion in taxes, but only $1.9 billion actually goes to roads. She does not do the full phase-in of the 2015 plan. So the way that the Speaker and myself and the Senate Majority Leader have been looking at things is we will make every attempt to meet that $2.5 billion number, but in my math, I include the 2015 plan. Our House budget will do the full phase-in, so that's a $1.2 billion plan. And we're hoping to be able to add another 1.3, and this budget that we just released, I think, is an excellent start where we add about 850 to 900 million.
Next step for the budget is it goes to the Senate. You get a sense from the Senate as to whether they'll approve this, any changes that they might make?
I think the Senate is open to the major structure of it, the tax shift in that structure. As always, there will be lots of differences when you get into the individual budgets for the different departments. So we will work through that as we normally do in conference committee. And all of this will come back to the House and Senate when we are able to have a budget that matches. And hopefully, while we're in conference with the Senate, we'll be working in good faith with the governor, also working on a budget that her office will agree with.
This, of course, the clock is ticking on this budget. So, you know, we can't take the rest of the year to work on it. What's your sense as far as the timeline goes at this point?
Well, I think this is at the top of the list in Lansing right now. No-fault auto insurance has passed, and we're moving on from that right now. This is the number one agenda item. This is what we will be working on for the next month or two, or however long it takes. We have to be done by September 30th. So I don't think that there's any artificial timeline set to it, mm-hmm. not in my mind at least. We'll take however much of that time we need to put the best budget forward. But everybody in Lansing is focused on this budget and ready to work on it.
Are you pleased with how this has gone so far? Are you pleased with the budget that was approved by the House last week?
Being that I'm the chair of the budget, yes, overall I'm pleased. Obviously, whenever you do a $58 billion budget, even if you're the chair of it, there's going to be things you don't like. There's 109 other representatives in Lansing. There's compromises you make. But the overall structure and being able to get $850 million more to roads without a tax increase, I think we're starting in a very good place.
All right. It's a great start. Thanks, Shane. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you.